That would include, and I, did I give that to you? I mean, all right. Maybe I didn't. I might have put that in an email or something. But
I know where that email is. Go ahead.
Just what I'm thinking here is, you know, if the duration of the project is, you know, let's say a month, 4 weeks, you know, you might want somebody there at least once a day, whether it's us or the town. You know, somebody from the town road crew to be there and just checking in, inspecting, checking quantities, quality control, answering questions and whatnot. We're right down the road, so I mean, we could pop in for, you know, an hour or whatever, and if everything's looking good and feel comfortable, then we just go back to the office. I don't think we need to be there full time inspections, but there's that, and then there's filling out, you know, handling all the measurements and payments and verifying quantities and approving payments for contractors and whatnot. You know, obviously, you know, the town could do some of that, but
what about on-site asphalt quality testing?
Yeah, they usually have their own guy. They can do their own testing, or we could do an independent testing too. You know, that's another thing we could do. I don't know what the town's done in the past.
We haven't. I mean, we just trusted, but we got a lot of money in riding on this. And
yeah.
We have to make sure we don't get.
Well, my suggestion would be, let's get the bid together, and we'll at the same time we'll talk to Jimmy and see he might oversee the culvert placement, and maybe we wouldn't have to do that. He'd probably keep an eye on that. As far as the paving thing, shall we cross that bridge when we get to it? But bear that in mind.
That's fine.
Just wanted to ask the question.
There's time. Yeah, no, I'm glad you did. I was thinking about that too earlier.
So that would be my thought, and we'll just, I don't seem to find that, but I saw it earlier today.
Mm.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. So are we all set? But we'll get a decision on that Cloudland project as well.
Sure.
And any other questions for John while he's here? We really appreciate your coming.
No problem. Sorry I'm late.
Do you want these maps and stuff back, or are you going to leave these from?
You guys can keep them there.
Okay.
And I brought one extra in case Jim wanted to look one over.
So we should figure that we should meet with you. You're going to meet with Sharon when? Or they're going to get back to you with questions?
Monday. Next Monday was their deadline.
So you should look these documents over, and if we have any questions, should get them back to you before Christmas or soon thereafter.
That would be good, yeah. So okay. We're in a position to put it out to bid and, you know, right after the new year would be good.
The blue book is just a spec book.
Yeah.
Just a spec book. So we don't have. Do we have the actual RFP that's proposed? Or is that what you?
That's in here.
It is in there.
Yeah, there's a draft of it in here. You can look at.
Okay, right, that's all I wanted to know.
Like in the first 10 pages, the bid. We can send some. I can't remember what we put in there, but we can send some suggested language for combining them after talking to you. I had drafted something up prior to the meeting, but I wanted to see what the town's thoughts were too. So, but we can email something, suggested language.
Well, I think if we can get the language in there to take advantage of that, we'd like to do it.
Yeah. So I think it's in the first. It's right here in the front, advertisement for bid section. So, like in the middle of the page, it says Pomper and Sharon have similar bid packets being advertised, same time, Pomper is rehabbing. lowest qualified bidder for each project will be selected. So we might change that to, you know, lowest combined qualified bidder or something like that. That was just what we had.
Well, somewhere in that language you can say you can reject any or all bids. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a given. That's in here.
So that's a given. You don't,
right at the end.
If they're $10 higher.
Yeah, you always have that option. So. And usually, I mean, we put out bids at the same time and just counting on the fact that the contractor's hungry enough to want both of them and bid them both low. And I've seen that happen before, and I've never seen it backfire. But this is always a risk. But
we still need the project done either way.
Yeah. But.
Any more questions, John? Okay. Okay. Thank you for coming, John.
Okay, thank you.
We'll move on. So, the only thing we have left now is budget. So, and Kevin is here, and he's come to talk budget.
Just you want me to leave this set, bound set here too? Just, or you, otherwise I don't want to leave you with a bunch of...
One set is enough.
Okay.
And we'll just
this is, this is the set you can copy. Or... And I'd be happy to.
Do you want the bound set as well?
Doesn't matter to me.
You sure?
I don't want the specs. I just want the RFP section.
That's your RFP over there, right?
Yep, it's okay. In there too. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Take that.
I'll take it. Mark it up.
We won't lose the others anyway. Okay.
All right,
so
thank you.
I saw somewhere you know some pretty good budgets when I went in and got the chair. Would you like
to? That's your email. Thank
you.
Anyone else interested in a copy of the budget?
Yes. First, is that there?
I don't need it. I don't need one. You know, I have to.
So that's the highway budget. Please make sure that whatever budget you're looking at has the 12-18-19 file name at the bottom. That way you want, this is the highway budget. You have the town budget. This would be the highway. Could I give you two?
I ended up with two.
Okay.
I ain't done yet.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Reserve accounts. Verified by the treasurer.
Because Kevin's here, I think it would be to his advantage and to ours to go through the highway, the fire department, and listen to what he has to say. We put in a placeholder there of last year's amount, and Kevin sent you all a budget, and so I think we should go through that, and not necessarily... not to pick apart his budget, but to determine, because there was a raise, determine whether any of that will come out of any of the sinking funds. There were some equipment items there that might have. You want to speak to your proposal, Kevin?
Sure.
First and foremost, we got $2,400 in there for thermal imaging camera, $1,240 for two new MSA gas meters, and $500 for some extrication gloves. These are all personal, what I would consider personal protective equipment. These are designed, the thermal imaging cameras that are listed there are actually individual, they're small units. The one that we presently have is about an $8,000 Argus. In the last couple of months, we've actually had two opportunities that we needed a thermal imaging camera, and at one time I was the first on the scene, and that thermal imaging camera was on the truck, and the truck wasn't there yet, nor could it make the hill. And the chief from Woodstock Department showed up, and he had one of these little thermal imaging cameras, and we were able to quickly determine that fire had not extended on a chimney fire. Second time, we had a malfunction of the expensive thermal imaging camera, and once again, we had mutual aid show up to determine when we had smoke in the house where we could locate the heat source. These units are designed to be carried on your person, and we'd like to have one on each available truck, minus the one that already has the big one on it. So that would give us a total of four thermal imagings, three personals, and the one expensive one that we have. And then the two MSA gas meters. We have some gas meters now we purchased from Dead River a few years ago. They work well with sniffers for seeking out propane, but these units are designed to go right on your person, John. It's the same thing that Woodstock has, the exact same thing.
You got a 24 month shelf life, and then you toss them.
Actually, that's the $189 one that does just CO.
These are four gas,
and I've spoken. One of the things that we're faced with is the difficulty in calibrating these units and the cost of which it costs if we have to send them out to be done. And these individual units, I've actually talked with the chief in Woodstock, and we helped buy the supply of the gas to test them. He bought a machine to actually calibrate them for him, and we'll do so with no extra charge. So those units increased our equipment and SCBA totals, and the $500 for extrication gloves. We've had some bad accidents, and we just did not have the equipment needed to be able to get in there. It's really hard to use heavy, thick firefighting gloves for working the glass and windows and trying to get people out of a car. So we'd like to put the money into some good working extrication gloves for that purpose. So that said, as I've thought about that entire total there is about $4,140. That could probably come out of the personal protective equipment fund, of which it appears there's about $24,000 or so in. Just to keep it rolling while you guys are thinking about that, the other two items that raised, we left everything pretty much the same with those exceptions, and the exception of the two things that I mentioned at town meeting last year that we would be including in this year's budget. One of which was to add an alarm system to the TEGO station. This is a monitored alarm system. We've got millions of dollars worth of equipment there and buildings with no alarm that anybody would ever know if you weren't there. So hearkening back to Randolph about 5 or 6 years ago, they lost millions of dollars because a truck smoldered. An old truck had a wiring problem, smoldered, caught on fire, and they lost everything. We got two bids. One was from Tasco and one was from the Royal Lock and Alarm. I think the same company you folks use for Town Garage. Royal Lock and Alarm came in over $10,000, and Tasco came in at $6,105 for a reasonable, for pretty much the same thing. Tasco presently monitors our alarm system down at the North Pomfret Station. So that was 6105. The other 6,000 is for maintenance of the North Pomfret Station. It's needed to be staying for a while. We mentioned it last year. We had difficulty getting a firm bid from anybody. We tried to go local here the last two or three months and get a bid on this. I had a guy that does estimates, building estimates for a living, come in and finally give me a price for staining that building. And I don't know where that, I don't know where these things come from. You guys got some ideas of where we might be able to beg, borrow, or steal if you want to get it off the budget and take it out of something else. It just needs to be done. And I can't see that we'll ever have a year where the budget's going to be down to the point where, oh, this is a great year to paint the fire station. I think it's just not something that we should kick the can down the road any further. We should probably just take care of it. That's why I put it in.
So you had, on your other figure, you had the things that could come out of small equipment reserve, and that added up to what amount?
$4,140.
So, if you took that $4,140 and took that out of your small equipment reserve, that would mean
$57,115 for the budget.
So that would mean that we had $57,115, which, if I am 6,000 of 12,000, 13,000 of that is basically maintenance, or if you take the alarm system, would the board, that would almost get you down to where you'd level fund it again.
Correct.
For all practical purposes.
Correct.
So my question to the board is, would you like to put that $57,115 in the fire department budget as a budget item, and then take the $4,140, and they will use the small equipment of reserve for that. Would the board be willing to? Would the board go be okay with that?
Yeah. I guess the question is, what will next year will be subsequently lower because you're doing these big projects this year.
Yeah, we're trying to stay level funded, and I mean,
no,
certain times when things are going to start going up. But.
No, I totally understand that. I'm just worrying. These, I guess, what I want to do is highlight. These are not ongoing things, but this is a special.
No, that's exactly why I brought them up at the town meeting last year, Frank, so people would understand that they were coming this year, with the exception of the.
So,
as
a board, do we have an agreement that that is what we will do?
I mean, are we voting on it? Or?
Well, no. What this part of the board says is, we need to get this budget done by the end of tonight. She wants the budget. She wants to get on with it. And I don't see any sense in kicking the decision down the road. I can live with that. I feel that they have level funded. They've got a couple projects they need to do, just like we've got to do something about painting the backside of the town hall and the town garage. You can only kick these down the road forever. I'm saying, because I'm only one member of the board, I'm happy. If the rest of the board isn't happy, we're going to have to go to Plan B, but we need to make a decision.
Can I recommend that, why don't we just put the numbers in, and then when we get to voting on the budget, we vote on the budget?
That's fine too. But are you happy? What I'm asking is, are you comfortable with Neil putting those numbers in?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fine. I think just to resurrect some of the conversations that have never finished is, I personally would still like to see whether it's a more complete picture of the fire department's finances that includes both the town. What the town's paying for and what the fire department is paying for out of its own fundraising. So like a, you know, if this is the sum total of the fire department's budget, it would be helpful to see what portion of those expenditures are going to be paid for out of tax appropriation versus which of those are going to be paid out of private money that's been raised by the fire department.
That's easy.
Okay.
It's 100% tax.
Okay, so it's 110. So where is all the private money going?
Going into the truck fund.
Okay. Into, with, so you all have your own private truck fund?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another conversation.
You'll be getting a letter this week. Not as the board, but everybody's going to. There are field letters expected to hit early part of the week. Which would, it's the same, pretty much the same as last year. We're raising money to replace the mini pumper.
So we have agreement to put these numbers, have Neil put these numbers in the budget, the 57,115, and then the 414,000, we would have to do as an article out of the reserve fund.
We can, we don't have
can to. We spend,
it doesn't
we
require
can spend
an article. It doesn't, we can do that. It doesn't require an article.
Okay. Reserves.
Not related to the budget, but sort of. So you're not going to take a sum on the offer that the town to help purchase the mini pumper?
The offer, Frank? You mean the one that you were going to have before last town meeting? When you and Emily came down and said you'd have it before last town meeting?
No, we made it. We as a board, and the only new member is Steve, but we as a board made a commitment to you that you, in order to get your mini pumper, or whatever you decided your mini pumper was going to be,
mm-hmm.
and it was up to you to figure out that configuration, not
right,
us,
right,
that we would commit up to $100,000
okay.
to help you get there.
Okay.
I, as an individual board member, will stand by that commitment.
Right. In fact, I wasn't being facetious at all. I meant that you guys, when you came down and met with me last year before the town meeting, you were going to make something happen before town meeting, and I never heard another word after that.
Well, no, but you also said to us, Kevin, we don't know exactly what we want, and we're investigating this.
We are in the process.
And we did say to you, you
okay.
have a commitment, and you, in my view,
okay.
you still have that commitment.
Okay.
Right. And I explained that to you the other
okay.
night when we talked on the phone.
So we're waiting for you.
Yeah,
so,
and we're working on it.
So you still have that commitment from us.
Okay.
And we will stand by that commitment.
Okay.
I assume Steve would go along with that other commitment. And you still have that commitment. So we can,
we're hoping this year that this is going to be the year.
Close. We will stand by that, but we aren't going to take it out of the bank until you...
Yep.
Figure out what you're
okay,
doing.
That's good to know. Appreciate it.
Any other questions of Kevin? While he's here? Because he may not want to stay through the whole budget discussion either. We thank you for your service and your help.
Thank you very much.
So the new number for fire department...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas
yes.
to you as well.
What's the new number, Emily? I didn't write it down.
57,115 will be the bottom line.
Oh,
seven.
I'm sorry. I had one other thing I wanted to discuss, and that was the communications reserve. Can I do that
yep.
just quickly? The communications reserve, which was established, I believe, in 2011 or 13, I might be wrong, but... designed. I understand you guys are using some of that money to fund the repeater, which is fine. Looks like it falls well within that the realm of what that reserve was designed for. But it looks like, and I don't, is that on here? Is that actually on this list? The communications
the reserve.
It's on the top left of page two.
Oh, page. There's a second page. I'm sorry. I see it. Okay, so this...
We did discuss that briefly earlier.
You did?
And we said that if indeed that money was going to come out of the reserve to fund this project, that indeed that was set up for the SCBAs,
No.
And not the of the basic communication that you had gotten federal funding for, and that would not happen again, and that we should backfill that reserve.
Thank you. That's really, there was a time when we were funding that at about $4,000 a year, because we got a, just to probably reiterating what you said, but because we had a $100,000 grant and we won't get it again. We don't know. I don't see anything on the horizon as to when feds are going to say, look, you've got to do another upgrade. But if and when it does happen, that won't leave us, probably won't leave us a ton of time to raise the money that might be needed to make any changeovers. So that was what, with that thought in mind, that's why the cap was established. So, and that said, we are also, the radios and pagers right now, our radios are in good shape, but our pagers are in various phases of junk. We've got a lot of them not working anymore, and we've replaced batteries, we've replaced chargers, and we do need to get some more. I don't have a price or a bid, and I'm not prepared to give the board one today, but I was hoping that there would be money in that account to be able to purchase a few new pagers if need be in the relative near future, and would hope that that fund would continue to get some backfill. That's it.
So, and we had discussed that, and we knew that was your sentiment.
What's the? Do any of you guys use the telephone?
We all do. Okay. Most all of us that have wireless. But then again, if you're on a job site, you know, not everybody wears their pagers. But I know that personally, I have a pager in my bedroom right now that doesn't work, and I have tried everything to make it work, and it doesn't work. So if the radio gets turned down downstairs, I might miss a call. So, I'm not alone. I've got Josh Trimpey, same idea, same way. His pager doesn't work half the time. So we don't need a full, I'm not saying we needed a full slate. Everybody's got to have one. But it would be nice, especially as we bring on new members, if we can give them a pager. I don't like giving new members, a brand new member, a radio to run home with. I'd much rather put a pager in their hand and get them started. But I'd like to have a handful of them anyway that work.
I think, without a pager, you're not going to get to the call to get to the station. You know, we obviously have the money in there, and to me, that's what this is for. If guys need pagers for people, then, you know, bring us a quote or whatever for them, and you ought to be able to get them.
Thanks, John.
Do you have any updates on how FirstNet is going with getting the coverage and stuff for...
No, I've gotten a few emails, but I really haven't been very involved in it because I know they don't have coverage here right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they're looking at the larger areas first.
Yeah. No, I understand that from where I live. It may happen.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Kevin. Okay, so we've solved that problem. As far as I know, we need to go down through this whole thing, I guess, but we need to determine in the highway budget, if you would like to go to the highway budget, what indeed you want to do regarding the capital contribution. Everything else that we did in here, I thought we were pretty much in agreement on. I don't know whether we still are or not, but I thought we were. Jimmy looked at the changes, and he seemed to think that he could live with those. But we need to come up with a number. And
so we just said we were going to punt on what the board was going to decide on the capital plan until January. So I don't understand how we can put a number for the highway vehicle reserve without going through and reviewing that plan.
Well, we can put in the one from the last year's plan at 76,000. We can go somewhere in between. We can put 106,000 from the previous plan. We can put zero in it. But the bottom line is this budget has to be done tonight. And I'm not willing to make a decision on your capital plan or my brother's capital plan until I read it.
Well,
so I don't care what we put in. It can be set, it can be what we were going to put in at 76,000 with your previous plan, or it can be anywhere in between. But we need a board agreement to put something in there so that we aren't getting further behind. At least we ought to tread water.
Okay, well, that's fine. I wouldn't suggest putting any old number in there. So if we're going to put a number in, it should be what the current plan is.
That's fine.
And the current plan is 77,600. So, you know, I mean, if we're not going to take up the plan until later, then we should stick with what the current plan is.
Does anybody have any feeling of what they want to do with the $50,000 of the fund balance that is remaining in the highway fund from the end of this last fiscal year?
So it's and just to be clear on the precise number, it's 50,959, or is it 50 even?
To be honest, I do not know the exact amount of that paving bill. I know that it was 201,000 and something.
It's on the spreadsheet.
It's 202.
I added it on there. That's what she just paid is 202,117.
Yeah.
202,117.
It's on page 3 of the highway budget.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we've got the right number.
In the FY20 column.
Yeah, I mean,
so 50. Do you want to put 50,959 in there to reduce the taxes? This is 219 surplus to be used to offset 2021 taxes.
So we'll just deficit spend next year.
Correct. That will be deficit spending by $50,959. Okay.
That's for 2021.
So then, I guess before we did that, there's a difference between this year's budget and last year's budget up on line 119. The difference is 140,000, right? On line 119.
You're talking the 1,099,800
minus the 960,100.
Yeah.
So that's. I mean, that's the big picture. That's how much our budget is.
Well, and you're kind of. I mean, we can nail down both the town and highway budget, but if the intent tonight is to vote on the budget,
and Frank, that should be $100,000 more because we're putting an extra $100,000 into the paving reserve.
No, I understand that. So so then if we apply the 50,000 and deficit spend, we'll essentially be 90,000 more than last year's budget, right? And we just have to explain to the voters we're doing Hal Hill, which is why the 300,000 is there instead of 200,000.
The number that you have in line 122 is taken off from line 5. The taxes that you collect.
Yeah, I understand.
So the 50,000 that you see on line 122 now has been taken off from that, and you end up with 857,300.
Right.
On line 5.
So you've already built it in.
Yeah.
Have you run calculations on what the amount to be raised in taxes will be?
Yep.
Yeah, good.
That, if you go to the town budget, we move that 857,300 shows up on line 10 of the town budget. That's the same number that's on line 5 of the highway budget.
No. Let me rephrase my question. The sum total between the highway So, you know, when we do our article that says, and we're going to raise this total amount of taxes for FY21, which is a combination of the highway and town budget.
It's 953,384, line 5.
Okay, so that's a good number.
Yep.
Well, that.
And that takes into account, does that take into account
that
all does, surpluses?
Those figures, Neil, aren't really quite right because we added to the fire department.
Well, you'll have to, right. That number's going to change
it's
with the fire department, you did to the fire department.
But. So if you change those numbers that we just changed and put the 50,959 in the highway budget as a deficit spend item using the surplus, and bear in mind that we have not done nothing with the surplus, the surplus slash fund balance in the town budget, right now we have an increase in taxes of 4%, and the current year's taxes will be $934,742, and last year they were $903,067.
Okay, and so that was my next question. The 953 doesn't take into account application of
the 934,742, and that does not take into account anything that we might do with, I believe, anything that we might do with the fund balance.
Okay.
Unless I put that in there, thinking that we might use part of it.
Okay, good. Thanks, Neil. Thanks for doing all this work.
Actually, I take that back. That assumes that we would put $50,000 of that fund balance used to offset taxes.
Out of the highway fund?
No, out of the town fund balance.
Oh, what line is that?
Well, in this particular cheat sheet, there is a line, but it isn't on your thing. But in order to play with these numbers, if you put $50,000 of the surplus, the ending town fund surplus, then, which is $176,000, that will get you down to 104% or 4% tax increase. That does not fund any reserve funds in the town end of things because we've not made those decisions yet, which are the next things that we have to make. That's assuming that you only use $50,000 of that fund balance, so you'll still have $126,381 fund balance dollars left that you can put to the building reserve, no reserve, do whatever you want, perhaps put some back into the communications reserve if you're going to use $10,000 of it, or you can reduce the taxes even more.
I think the town could decide to put it in, take the surplus from the town fund surplus and put it into a highway reserve.
They could do that. And to be honest, well, also, I think you have to realize that with the funding that we have done in the highway right now, with Howe Hill and a projected cost of the culverts alone of $77,000, you know, we're cutting that $600,000 estimate. We're cutting that real close, and so you might want to put a little more money out of that reserve into the paving reserve to give yourself a little cushion. I realize you say we can use the rainy day fund, but in that setup of the rainy day fund, it said for unanticipated expenses. Howe Hill project is not unanticipated.
Technically, I think the anticipated expense is whatever you put in the budget. Whatever you put
in
the budget.
So all I'm saying is, With the cheat sheet that I'm playing with right now, it appears as though we will have a 4% increase in taxes, and we still have $126,381 of a fund balance to deal with. where okay, so, you want to put that.
Let me just be clear. So we're not talking about the highway budget anymore because we kind of jumped and I was...
Well, we had some highway figures there. And I'm just saying that we have this fund balance. We may want to go back and adjust that highway figure. It's very hard for me to decide what kind of things I should do with somebody else's money if I don't know how much the taxes are going to be in the end.
No, I understand.
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, no.
I've been sitting there playing with this for a good share of several days now, trying to find that spot where we can cover the expenses of Howe Hill, we can get the project done. We don't have to have a 12% increase in taxes. We don't have to rob all these other reserve funds that we should consider and put money into. And I'm not suggesting where we put the money. I'm only saying that with the added culvert expense, that we are cutting ourselves quite close on that number as to what we put in the budget. Right. And this is a board decision, not mine.
So what does it do if you put $100,000 toward the Howe Hill? What would that do for the tax?
Let's just say I use $100,000 of the surplus.
Right.
Okay, let me just pull that. Just hang on here. I want to make sure I have the right number of zeros. Okay, so if we use $100,000 of that surplus, we are 2% less than last year.
Is that not funding any reserve funds?
That is correct.
That's just transferring $100,000 over to the highway.
Well, technically, I just took out $100,000 of the fund balance and put it into making the general fund to make the total tax number of the top come out. All I did was I added $100,000 of found money and the deficit spent by another $100,000 in order to make the tax money come down to below where we taxed them this last year, which I don't think is necessarily an optimal thing to do, because I think we do have some obligations in the town buildings to get some things done, and I don't think the town garage can wait much longer to get painted, and I don't think the back of the town hall can, where the placards are sitting there not even primed. So I don't think that's... I'm not saying it's wise. All I'm saying is I'm playing with the numbers.
No, and I understand that. We were talking about two different budgets, and I just wanted to know where we were at. So the highway one right now, the budget would only be... I had the number here. 90,000 more than it was last year. If we deficit spend, then what you're talking about is taking some of the general fund money and putting it over into the highway.
We can do that if we want to. We have to go to the voters to do that. And we have to ask them to do that. If we think that is advisable, so that we can add, for instance, another 100,000 in the highway, the paving sinking fund. If we don't get a paving grant, the budget is going to be extremely tight.
Right. In fact, we may have to borrow, but
that's that is correct.
So what you're proposing then is to put some portion, and you've used 100,000 to put in the reserve account. Highway reserve account.
If you want to,
anywhere. We could put 80,000. We could put whatever, because basically we got 126,000. We got to figure out how we're going to divvy it up. Is that correct?
No. Well, basically we have 176,000. Okay. By putting 50,000 in, we had a tax raise of 4%. If I put $100,000 of that surplus in, we had a 98% tax from last year. So we cut it by 2%.
Right.
That would still allow 76,000 that could go into reserves.
There would still be a 76,000 town fund balance.
Yeah. I, I guess the caution that I got from Chad Hewitt a long time ago was, don't make your tax rate lower.
Well, I'm just playing with numbers.
Yeah,
I don't have any feelings about this other than
let's because you got the thing. How much money can we put in from the town general fund? How much money do we need to put in to make a 2% increase from last year?
Well, let me just try a couple numbers here.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's try. Before we leave tonight, Neil is going to put this into his spreadsheet in there. We're going to make sure everything is correct and I haven't screwed up. $75,000 gives us a 1% increase. So it might be about $60,000.
Yeah, I'd go along with that, and then we'd take...
So let me put in $60,000. Let's see what that gives us. I'm so glad you gave me this, Neil. You don't even know. It makes me look so smart, and I'm really dumb.
I fear I've created a monster.
I think I have. You see, I just have way too much time where I couldn't walk.
That monster created a long time ago, Neil.
Thank you for your support.
Not in that way, you know. Okay.
You didn't say anything bad. $60,000 will bring you out at 102% if I've done everything correctly.
Sold.
Okay. So if we do that, and we put that $60,000 into the general fund, we now have at our disposal... Are we happy with that $60,000?
I am.
Everybody else? Because we can only fool around with these figures so long.
Can you send that spreadsheet? I it really helps if I can see the numbers.
Neil can send that spreadsheet to you. I can.
Okay.
Let me send it right now.
$60,000.
This what if analysis we're doing now. I'd like to see it in front of me.
Okay, so that leaves, if we take out $60,000 of the $176,000 fund balance in last year's fiscal year, we have $116,381 left that we can apportion to anything that you want. We can apportion $100,000 to the paving reserve, which will, if we don't get a paving grant, would get us real close. We won't know about that paving grant until March, April, right? We won't know about the $60,000 grant that we might get for the culverts until May. So,
all right, so
we can do that. We can put it in the building reserve.
Well,
we can,
what I was thinking, I'd like to see some...
We can build the communications reserve.
Well, we could do all the above.
We have so many options.
Well, I know. But I think that I like the idea of putting, say, at least $60,000 or $70,000 in the highway, because that hedges our bets in case to cover our culverts. So that makes sense.
So where would you put that?
In the high. Well,
would you put that in the paving reserve?
Yeah, because it's all part of the thing.
Okay.
Right? So we'll beef that up. So now how much we got left?
Let me get over to highway and put that over there.
56,381.
How much? 56.
I think 56.
So that means that we would put then $360,000 into the paving reserve. We're doing this just to figure out if we put an extra $60,000 into that paving.
I have that already, Neil. What I'm looking for is the thing that Emily's working on, the kind of what if analysis stuff.
That was the cheat sheet that you gave me.
That's the same thing.
What cell values are you changing to get your what if scenarios? Are you just filling in this?
She's working down in the red box at 286.
Okay.
If you take that $60,000 and add it into the paving reserve off of this budget, then you get that tax rate back up. You can't do that. You've got to add it by taking it out of the surplus.
I think we're going to have to get some advice from either Chad or the auditors or whatever. What's the best way to do that? I don't know that my spreadsheet will calculate it correctly when you go from one fund to the next.
Well, there's the other question, and I'm assuming, so the surplus we're talking about in the general fund is 176,381. And the question I have is that the fund balance as of FY 20 or FY 19?
FY 19.
Okay, because it's not in the FY 19 column. It's in the FY
19. Yeah, it is.
No, it's in the, unless I'm looking at the wrong cell. What's in the FY 19 actual is 106,106. Beginning fund balance.
What lines?
So I question where that 176 comes from. What
no,
year is that?
That
I see it under budget figures.
You have fund balance in FY 19 of 209,005.
Right.
That carries over to the beginning town fund balance of 209,005. We deficit spent on the town fund $32,624, which came from fiscal 1980.
It should have been 18.
18 or 17, whichever one it was. I can't see the columns on the top.
Yeah,
at the bottom.
Under 18.
Which left it, because we deficit spent by 32,000, that leaves us with an ending town fund balance of 176,381.
But that's fiscal year 2020. That's only a budget figure. That's not an actual, because we're not done.
So that's not an actual figure?
No. Because we're not done with that year.
Yeah.
You don't know what the FY 20 fund balance is going to be until FY 20 is gone.
Right.
But you do know that it has already been reduced by the paving bill.
Right. But the question I'm trying to ask is, what was our surplus or our fund balance when we closed the books on 19?
That's the 209,055.
Okay. 209,055.
Yes.
Okay, so that should be the surplus for 19.
That's an actual figure, depending on what we're spending now. Because it's just money in the bank, so whatever we're spending, it's always a moving target. But that was as of the end of two.
It might be that after what you guys need to do tonight is to make the decision to use, if you want to take some of the town surplus, the general fund surplus, and pave Howe Hill with it, or put it into the paving reserve, then that's a separate article in the town meeting.
Yep.
And it really doesn't need to be in the budget. You're moving money from one fund to the next.
Right.
And you're not doing anything with the amount of taxes that you're needing to collect this year.
Right.
So
what will change
that
is
may be the simplest way to do it is to just communicate that you're going to do that in the warning and tell the auditors that's what you're going to do. And if they need to show something along those lines in the budget, then they can, or down with the fund balances or whatever else. But it gets very complicated to try to adjust the town budget to pay for something in the highway budget.
We're moving from one we've found money. We're moving it to a reserve, which isn't.
It doesn't even need it in the budget.
Right.
You don't even need it in the budget.
Right.
In order to take care of this town fund balance. In order to use that anywhere, if we're going to use it for highway paving or whatever we're going to do, that's got to be a warrant article.
Absolutely.
But we need to decide what we want to do with that surplus fund balance.
Yep.
By putting $60,000 into the fund balance that the town coffers, we can keep the tax rate at 102% or 2%.
Right. So we're resolved to deficit spend.
Okay. So we've resolved to deficit spend by $60,000.
Yep.
But that still leaves us that fund balance. What do we wish to do with the rest? Do we want to backfill the communications reserve by what we've taken out? Do we want to put it in town building reserves? Do we want to put it in paving reserve so that we are covered ourselves in case we don't get any grants, so that we can still get the project done without borrowing money? That is the decision that we have to make.
Totally. So let me summarize then. We at least tentatively agreed that we're going to deficit spend
$60,000.
So that takes away $60,000. So we're down to 116.
116,381.
Now
that's Frank. That's assuming that as Nancy mentioned, that beginning town fund balance is 209,005, but we reduce that by that deficit spend amount of 32,624. We have not finished this 2020 year, so we may not really have, if we deficit spend in the budget, current budget year that we're in, by more than the 32,624 that we planned on, that $176,000 will not be there.
Right.
So yeah, we're,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we're reducing out of the wrong year.
Well,
do you have an obligation actually to?
Okay, that's where the confusion was.
No, we don't have to use all the fund balance.
Because we're always a year behind.
We can't do anything with that fund balance without authorization.
Correct.
In the highway, we can use it for the next year's expenses. In the town, we cannot. We have to ask for their authorization.
Okay, so now I'm back to the question: is it the 106.16 or the 209.005 that we should be talking about? Because we're in the wrong year.
We're
2020. We can't do anything. 2020 is not finished, right?
The 209.005 is what your end fund balance was in 2019, except for the fact that you have deficits spent.
There was an article. Town meeting that said you were going to take $32,624 to reduce the taxes in FY20.
And
right.
So
right.
That's what that figure is.
We have used that amount of that money, basically, because we deficit spend.
And that's what went back to the taxpayers.
Correct.
That amount.
Sort of. So we really only theoretically would have a surplus to play with of 176 because we've deficit spent, even though it hasn't completely happened. And we may deficit spend more than that because of extraneous legal bills and things that we did not anticipate.
I'm not 100% sure about this, but I feel like we're not talking about this the right way. Because my understanding is that when the books on 19 close, whatever the fund balance was at the close of 19, that number we can't touch that number.
That's right.
Right.
And so that should be the number we're working from.
Yes.
And if we run a deficit in FY20, we can't tap into that fund balance to clear that deficit, not legally anyway. There are other statutory ways to deal with a deficit if we run one. But regardless, my understanding of the law is that whatever the fund balance was, or surplus as of the end of FY19, that amount has to be cordoned off. That is the amount that we have to propose to voters to say, shall we use it for paying down taxes, all of it? Shall we put some in reserve funds, et cetera, et cetera? But that's the amount.
And it's the 209.005.
Okay. And we don't have the luxury to say, and if we happen to run a deficit in FY20, we can use that money to pay that operating.
Right.
Okay.
Now, what you've done in the past, basically, is taken the surplus, not the whole fund balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's been your tradition the last few years.
Yeah, the last few years, what we've done is we've used...
You've taken the surplus from 2 years before.
We have tried to maintain level budgets, my recollection, having written the last three budget areas, I think... that even if we experience a modest increase in the budget, we have targeted trying to be level funded from a taxes to be raised standpoint. That's kind of been our strategy the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So, I think that seems to be where we're heading in terms of the first priority. Is to make sure that even if we experience a marginal increase in the overall budget, so long as we're kind of level funding the taxes to be raised, that's the part that we're trying to stay consistent with voters.
Remember, you the $200,000,
yeah.
This is what I'm trying to get a handle on,
yeah.
Was, of course, that was in the highway budget. Sorry.
Yeah, so at any
rate, I'm thinking of the highway budget because you took the $200,000. And that's why you're going to deficit spend, because you're taking that $200,000 and spending it in 2020.
Right.
So you don't have that extra.
So
from 2 years ago to, I mean, that would be my concern. Is I'm trying to get, when you have figures like this, I always have to think of them several times before it really sinks in. But the highway budget.
Yeah, I mean,
that deficit spent $200,000.
Yep.
That was. I think you figured that out.
Yeah. So
that's
I mean,
the paving bill. Okay.
We. So I mean, I'll read you the budget narrative from last year. The relevant line, but it says the town finished FY18 with a $32,624 surplus in the general fund, substantially lower than the previous surpluses. This surplus will be used to help pay down FY20 taxes. So we should not need to subtract that amount from the FY19 surplus.
Right.
Whatever the FY19 surplus is, that is what it is.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's the number we should be working with.
209.005.
Okay, good. All right.
So what are we going to do if we put in $60,000 to offset taxes of that budget fund balance? That will get us to 2% increase if all these other figures that we have put in are correct.
Is that a 2% increase in budget or 2% increase in taxes to be raised?
2% increase in taxes to be raised. 924,742 versus 903,067.
Okay.
So
should we lock that number for now?
That's fine. But we need to, and maybe it doesn't matter for Neil's figures, and maybe Neil can go and plug these figures in and make sure that this is going to all come out correct. But we need to take the 209.005, if we want to apply it all, and figure out where we want that to go. And whether we want to put some of it in the paving reserve, whether some of that wants to go to backfill the communications reserve, whether some of it wants to go to the town building fund, or some other fund. And we just, so do we want to think about that while Neil puts these other figures into that budget, because those things are not going to show up in town expenditures. Are they, Neil?
Right. And one of the problems is we don't know, because we just bumped the fire department by $13,000.
But my figures were including
that. You got that in there. Okay. All right.
It did not consider that the 4140 was going to come out of their small equipment reserve, but that's within her reserve fund balances. It has nothing to do with the general budget.
Right, and we could do that tomorrow. I mean, we could say, Kevin, go spend that money tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If we vote for it.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so, okay.
So for the town and highway budget, if you take all of the fund balance, what you'll be left with is the rainy day funds for emergencies.
Correct.
That's all you're going to be left with, if that's enough.
Yep.
So that's, okay.
All right, so well, this is for taxes.
We have these reserve accounts here. You might want to look at those and see if... What was that amount that we just voted, $9,000 down?
$8,500? 8,300.
You said 8,400. 8,400. So you're going to have less than $8,000 left in the communication balance. The reappraisal fund is fine. The library is none of our business. Town building. That has a balance of $127,000 in it, or will have.
And we estimated what the town garage is going to be, $24,000 or $25,000.
Yeah, I'm getting roughly. I'm getting a new estimate from a paint guy, and I'll get somebody else. The rainy day for the municipal is $84,000. The law bounty fund we have nothing to do with anyway.
All right, I got a proposal. How's that?
I think that's great.
Okay, $60,000 for deficit spending to offset taxes.
You want to start?
$60,000 for deficits.
To reduce taxes.
To reduce taxes. $70,000 to cover culverts for Howe Hill. $8,000 to backfill the communications reserve. And then that leaves $71,005 to put in the building reserve. That's a proposal.
$71,500. You know something? I think that sounds really good.
I'm going to up your ante. It's $65,000. I see you're 60. I raise you 65.
I'd like to see what Neil's final figures out there when he does all that.
All right.
To make sure we're right. But
the only thing that's going to impact our budget is the tax one. The rest we're just taking floating around money
and
putting it
into a
reserve account.
Oh, that's just scary image, money floating around.
That makes me feel much more comfortable.
But then what we've done is we've said to the taxpayer, however you want to explain it, we had this much, and this is how we've done it. This is what we did with it, or we want to do with it. And it comes with a reasonable balance, 2% increase in our taxes, which people all expect, and then we're salting away stuff because Howe Hill's a big deal.
Well, Howe Hill really, it isn't even an option. It's got to be done.
No, I'm just saying.
And we really need to, there's no guarantee that we'll get that grant. I mean, that's a hope and a prayer.
Well, we'll go down and pick it. Chris Bump's office.
Well, he doesn't have anything to do with it, so we want the paving grant, so don't go down and see it just yet.
After
the paving grant gets in our pocket.
If we don't, I'm saying, if we don't get the paving grant, we'll go down and pick it his office. Anyway, that's four categories they came up with that we slice and dice. The other thing is we don't have to backfill the communications all at once, but that's pretty much refilling, which, I mean...
You won't have money for the radios if you don't put it in there. And I do remember distinctly hearing that conversation. And when he reminded me of it, I remembered it again when he was on the phone.
Well, the fund, if I recall, the reason the fund was set up is because we, before I was on the board, but we were misled that in order to receive the money, we had to set up this fund and start funding it. When in fact... We don't have to have a plan to replace the radios at all. It was a, here's some money, we'll pay to replace this, you're on your own. You should plan for the future.
That's the right, that's my understanding.
Yeah, there was never any, you have to plan and show us that you're planning and saving in order to receive the money.
Right.
We were misled on multiple things by a certain member of the board at one point, so.
Did any of you guys read the proposal from Willis versus John?
For the culvert?
Yes.
Yeah, I read it.
And did you read John's from 2 or 3 weeks ago?
I'm sure I did, but everything's kind of jumbled, you know, kind of running together. What's...
As I recall, John's was less money.
Right.
That being said... I didn't get Willis's until today, you know, in the afternoon at some point, and I sent it to you guys. I think to get this Howe Hill thing off the road and not worry about the structures grant until the 8th of January is going to be just fine.
Yep.
I don't think John's going to work on it. I don't think we're going to get any paperwork in, and so I would say we'll make a decision then and maybe take time to read the documents. Properly. That would be my thought. I think if John gets these RFPs done properly and gets those culverts in there, I think we'll be, that'll be enough for him to do during the holidays.
Are we ready for negotiating still, or are we waiting for Neil?
Neil is going to make sure these numbers are all correct. So that we haven't, my cheat sheet hasn't deceived us.
Okay.
I think it never hurts to check the figures.
Can I make a comment about the next step after this, since that's not...
Pardon?
There? I'd like to make one comment about that the next step after you make these decisions is to, I think it's a good idea to indicate to our taxpayers what you're intending to spend the money on.
Mm-hmm.
For the next couple of years.
Too. But what money? Reserve?
What projects?
In the reserve funds.
Yeah. What projects do we want to do?
Because that'll balance out the whole thing, because they'll see the dollars here, but if they know that you are planning on spending it on certain things, it'll make sense.
Yeah.
While you have all that money in there.
We can do that. With, you know, with general
accuracy. Right. We will
not down to the penny.
We haven't worked on either of those. I've worked on one of the narratives, but I haven't sent it around. And we'll work on those narratives and get those to you soon. But if we can get this budget done tonight.
Oh, that's the first step.
And we'll get the rest to you. I wrote you an email. What is your drop dead date?
Well, we would really like it by the 8th if you can do it.
Okay.
That will still give you a little leeway in the meantime to.
Well, we've got to get the warning produced and those kinds of things, but if we can get these budget decisions made, then the warning should be pretty easy. We've also got that energy thing that hopefully Two Rivers will get back to me on.
And the select, of course, the select board report as well.
Pardon?
The select board report as well.
Yeah, both of those. We'll get them.
And the warning. You can do, I'm sure you know this, you can do a lot of it, but there is that possibility that at the last minute you might get another petition.
And everything, anything's possible.
And the deadline for that is not until like the 16th of, I think it's the 16th of January
for
petitions.
if we can get this budget done tonight.
But that would be a last minute kind of thing. It would be like a one-off probably. And if you got the rest of it done, the warning is probably going to be 95% done.
If we can get this budget done, that would be just fine.
Yes. That would be a relief.
Anything else I forgot?
So I have a draft. I'll send it to you electronically.
Oh, great. Super.
That's the draft. I'll send it to you electronically.
Okay.
I just wait for, you got a few more days to go.
Right.
But that's ready to go. Ready.
Fantastic.
So I'll get the fire warden done one of those soon. I mean, that's, I'll probably pretty much copy last year.
Cindy passed around to you some evaluation forms. And I told Jimmy that we would do those individually because we all are his boss. This is his six-month review. And we would probably discuss them with him on the first meeting in January and have an executive session. I told him, because he asked about it. He says, I'm ready, I need my review. And so she gave y'all some things. And we'll get that done so that we can try to stay on course with Jimmy. And I told him tentatively we would plan on that. And I think he will not be on staff for part of the day tomorrow. There's a private service for his mother-in-law. If we find him missing in action.
Before you give that to Helen, if we can, on the CD.
Yes.
Scott brought up a good point. It hasn't come up in the conversation, but maybe I should double check with Clark's tomorrow to make sure that that's something that they're not going to need. Would that be smart?
I don't think it'll hurt to ask, but I don't think they've ever paid in advance.
I don't think so either.
They know that the town is good for it, and so they don't worry. A private contractor, you know,
they
order one of these special pieces of equipment for a couple hundred thousand, and then the guy skips town. Things like that happen. But a town, they kind of know that, you know, usually a town's credit is pretty good in that regard. But it wouldn't hurt to ask. Don't suggest you want to give it to him.
Right.
Getting off on me.
Yeah, too much for a way this tonight.
It's going to go right in the recycle.
Big equipment because the brook cuts the road right off, and so
I can't get anything in there. The only way to do it would be to bring it out to Vern Clifford's field and come in up by his barn, but he's got a no man's land in that field behind Liam's house. So we'd have to build a road or something. So I'm just thinking, cut it up, put it on the wagon, bring it down, set it up by the road, and somebody would just mud it off.
Kind of like 20 foot long. Pine pulp is higher, you know.
Pine pulp?
Pine pulp is high.
But it's got to be 20 footers?
Anywhere from 8 to 20, but.
Longer the better.
Yeah.
Or
me. Yeah.
So.
To get 102%, Neil only put 40,000 in here. So that.
I think those are the right numbers.
But we haven't agreed on it yet.
All we have to do is to do it again.
Sure, but you probably need to print it out there.
You got to give me a highway one too. But thank you. Don't go run them off too far.
All right, back to the negotiations.
All right, so how do we tell that you put in the 40,000? Is it a little deficit at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in that red box.
Okay. The numbers that appear down on the bottom for the surplus amount may not be correct. I may not be doing that correctly.
But which ones, Neil? Which line? And
so when you look down at the bottom, on page 5, lines 288, 289, I may be taking the numbers off like Scott says. I don't know whether I got the right numbers in the fund balance or not. I thought I was doing it right, but you know what? I don't know a heck of a lot about this accounting business.
Well, let's see here.
So, do we need to go through these figures? Do we need to go through these figures and add all these columns up and be sure everything is correct? Or can we adopt this and then check and make sure everything is correct, so that if indeed it is, we can give it to the auditors after we have time to check it tomorrow?
The auditor's going to check us?
Pardon?
I said, are the auditors
going to check us? Excuse me.
So, when you pass the budget, do you vote on the amount that you have, like the article is going to appear in the town report, right? There's two articles. One is the expenses, and the other is the amount of taxes to be raised.
Right, right. Yep.
So is that what you vote on when you approve the budget?
Should be. I mean, the same numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that when you approve the budget, it would be, this is the budget we're approving, which has so much for highway expenses, so much for town expenses, and so much for taxes to be collected. Mm-hmm. Just so that when the minutes come out of what you did, it matches with what's printed here. Because the minutes will only reflect those three numbers. The amount of highway expenditures, the amount of town expenditures, and the amount of taxes to be collected to meet those expenses. So you're sort of pre-approving the warning, I think, when you approve the budget. And on the last page of the town budget, I put those numbers out based on what's on the previous five pages.
Well, the good news is we'll have this done early enough, so if Nancy discovers something, she can wave her arms and we can fix it, right?
Conceptually, we're there. Now,
right. But conceptually, we are pretty close, right?
Well, I'm looking at the pathway, and for example, this is your latest thing. And
I guess you could approve it, and then if Nancy and I find that we made a mistake in adding up the things within the spreadsheet so the numbers aren't right, you call a special or emergency select board meeting and get together in 5 minutes, prove that.
I see one thing here, for example, highway paving reserve is supposed to be
$360,000. We'll get the numbers right. I'm just trying to figure out what the process is so we can feel good about everybody's.
No, the highway paving is $300,000, Nancy.
Oh, I thought you had raised it to $360,000.
Well, we were talking about it, but we left it at $300,000.
Okay, fine.
The only concern that I have is that you only put $40,000 in the municipal end of things to reduce taxes. And so you have, and that's fine, except that when I fooled around with that on my spreadsheet, I put in $60,000 to get 100. You got 102.4%. I had 102 with $60,000, and that doesn't add up.
Did you have the revised fire department number in your spreadsheet?
I believe I did. But you do have here. You have it here. But that being said, if this is correct, and the town and the highway is correct, and we only put $40,000 into the municipal to offset taxes, then we have another $20,000 to allot to some kind of sinking fund. Because on that proposal that you made, Frank, for $60,000 to reduce taxes, if we reduce that to $40,000, then we have $20,000 more that can go somewhere.
Well, we backfilled the communications. Culver's, our guesstimate was 60 to 70,000. So we either put the other 20,000 in the building, or is there another reserve account that we want to bolster?
I personally would suggest we put 90 and call it Culver's and band rail. Jimmy got a band rail estimate that will be in that bid, but it was expensive. I can't remember the exact figure.
Okay. Culverts and band rail it is.
And if we come up with all those grants, culverts and band rail for Howe Hill. If we come up with a paving grant and everything, we'll run a surplus in the fund balance, and that'll be great.
Yep.
And we can reduce the taxes next year.
So I just have another question. The reserves, the funding of reserves, I don't see that.
Well, we wouldn't put any in the budget. We would just use redirect surplus.
Right.
The redirecting the surplus fund balance is going to come in a warrant article, right? Because it has to, except for the highway. And we will indicate in your reserve balances that they will be increased by that amount. And we also will come up with a narrative to explain what we intend to expend out of those in next year. So are we ready to approve these last two budget worksheets and the $40,000 to reduce taxes, the $90,000 for culverts and band rail, the $8,000 to the communication reserve, and the $71,500 to the building reserve?
The culvert and band rail quote was close to $38,000 for the three choices.
Just the band rail.
That included
That was an estimate that he got from Lafayette. Was that it?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that band rail being removed and put back in is going to be part of that RFP package. But that gave us a rough estimate of what it was going to cost.
Is that for new, different band rail, or just the
band rail?
Replacing
some. That
estimate that John has also included some for
Gavin Hill
and Fisher's Road. What do they call that now?
Where's that?
Fisher's, Scotty Schindler's Road.
Canyon Hill.
So that estimate that he got included
some other stuff.
Some other stuff were there, but it's still pretty pricey. So, are we ready to send it to approve this enough so that we can give it to Nancy and we can go through the figures, and if there's a problem, we can come back and revisit it. But we think we're there. We're happy with all the figures as we have portrayed them as far as expenditures and that.
I'm not happy.
Okay. do you want to make some amendments?
Yeah, I would like to continue the negotiations. I'd like to propose that we use $63,000 of the surplus to pay down taxes, which would basically put us even. And then take the difference and put it into the reserve funds. I think there was another reserve fund that came up, but that would put $70,000 in culverts. We can figure out what the right amount is for communications, whether it's 8 or some other number. We should backfill the town building reserve, but I came up with 70, basically 74,000 and 70 would work. Or if we need to bump the communications up, keep it at 8,000, then we put basically 65,000 in the town building reserve. But I'd like to see us level fund the amount to be raised in taxes. But that's just one person's vote.
So I need a motion on the floor. We go with Scott's recommendation, or we go with the 40. And the, let's see, that was 70. The 40, 70, 80, 8,000, and 71,500. Or we go with what Scott came up with. And the other budget. I personally feel it's time for the voters to realize it's costing us more. It's costing us more to run. That's a fact of life.
Yeah, and I didn't go back and look to see how much, just as we have reserve, was it that we didn't spend enough? And I haven't gone back to look. Karen's been bringing in extra money, and that's what I think.
Well, also the FEMA funds were in there. They finally came in from the 2017 storm.
Last year we had budgeted nothing for delinquent taxes, and she brought in $127,000.
Yeah, so and essentially then our budget was almost right on.
But that's found money, but the other taxpayers have been paying that additional amount to carry those people along.
Oh, absolutely. No, I don't disagree with that at all.
All
I'm saying is if we had a year where Karen doesn't bring in a lot of taxes,
We'd be even. Absolutely.
And so this is, like you said, it's kind of found money. I mean, so it. I don't have either way for me, so I just want to have something.
I'll move that we put 40 into reduced taxes, 70 into culverts and band rails, 8 into communications, and 71,500 into building reserve to add up to 209,500, which is the fund balance, and that we give a stamp of approval to these two budget printouts that Neil just generated, and if there are errors that are found in the next day or two, we will have a special meeting to address them.
Didn't the culverts go to 90 when you reduced it to 40 from 60 though?
I don't know, I can't remember. 149. Yes.
Not bad.
90. Excuse me. Yes. 40, 90, 8,000, 71, 5.
I'll second that.
Any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Opposed.
Ayes have it. Budget is done. Any additional items that you wish to discuss? If not, I'd entertain a motion for adjournment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Put the right numbers in here that you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right.